Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast coming up. The Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Experience the Marks difference. The showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which worries you more Sunday, the Eagles offense versus the Rams defense or the Eagles defense versus the Rams offense? What do you think the response is on that, Ike? What worries you more,
Eagles offense
versus Rams D or Eagles D versus Rams offense?
I think I'd be more concerned about Eagles D versus Ram offense.
Right.
So I go slightly there. Let's go 58%.
So it is 61% Eagles offense versus Rams defense. And what that tells is, because the Rams defense is fine, you know, that is the Eagles offense thing.
Has been concerned about the Eagles offense.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell how good the Rams defense is, actually, given who they played. They haven't really played anybody
Houston's
yet.
Houston's offense is certainly struggling with CJ Stroud. And then they played Cam Ward last week.
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, they've allowed 14 or 15 points a game, but again, not great competition.
Yeah.
Joining us now, there is no competition for him. He is the world's greatest, most accurate meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro. Tornado.
Speak.
What's up, Tornado?
Here comes L.A. The L.A.'s in town now with the fake fans, the fake tans, the fake hair, and the fake boobs. Okay, I'm in. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Well, you can't beat this kind of weather. Picture perfect for the birds on Sunday, the Phillies out in Arizona, and for everyone down on the beach in North Wildwooded Irish Weekend. Erin Gobralis. You know, I was down there Irish Weekend a while back. It was me, Ike, Roman Gabriel, Marilyn Olsen, and Sid Gillman. I was drinking a Guinness with a redheaded weather gal, WZXL Wildwood, the seagull.
You okay, buddy?
Ooh, boy.
Little Tullamore Dew.
Okay.
Yeah, get scoops. She does it a lot better than I do.
Yes. Oh,
it's
no.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you okay? Did you need a minute, Tornado?
I need another gummy is what I need.
All right. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Where's Douglas?
We're listening. We're down there with Gabriel and Marilyn Olsen, and we're listening to Cletus McBride singing the Rose of Tralee, and all of a sudden, Marilyn Olsen yells, "God save the Queen!" We start getting hit with bagpipes and shillelaghs, priests and monsignors, and the Camden Diocese start punching us. 90-year-old Irish grandmother kicks Ike Reese right in the family jewels. Marilyn Olsen was picking rosary beads out of his nose for a week. Well, we got some clouds tomorrow, but pleasant high of 78.
What a brawl.
Keep your eye on Rams wide receiver Puka Nacua. Now, I was out there with Puka one night. It was me, Ike, Puka, Tua, Tagovailoa. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Yeah.
Tori Palomalu and Vi Sekahima at a hookah bar playing Scrabble. We ran out of vowels. Then we ran into Halapulovati Mai Tai, drinking Mai Tais and it's Marcus Mariota.
You're a mess.
Mayalota and Mike Mamula.
Mike Mamula is not Tongan.
I know. It's just tongue in cheek. Come on. It's
oh, man.
Ooh, boy.
That is awful.
It's worse.
Beautiful day on Sunday at the Link. A lot different than last time. We had a snowstorm here against the Rams. I remember tailgating at the Rams game in January, trolling the parking lot, looking for a little Eskimo pie. All of a sudden, I see Amy Freeze from Channel 10. She was firing up the wieners, breaking out the cornhole. Night in the snow. I pulled a groin muscle trying to get out of my long johns. Come on!
All right.
Yeah, I was right about the snow because I'm the most accurate.
I get it. I understand. Yeah.
Not like these other sucker MCs. They all got it wrong. Bolaris showed up in a tank top. He called for sunshine and 75 degrees. He ended up with icicles in his pretty blue eyes, laying in a frozen puddle of his own pee and snot.
Oh, God.
Let it go. Frozen solid he was. He ended up thawing out in Pennsylvania Hospital, trying to hit on one of the staff nurses with his frozen pickle. I still have some of that snow in my freezer there, bottled up, giving it out after the game. I keep it with the mud from the cheerleaders mud wrestling at the Lagoon in Essington back in 1993. I remember that night it was me, Ike, yep. Connie Cola, Bam Bam Bigelow, Glenn Kalina, Ricky Prohl, Tom Lee, our PD from WIP, Amp Lee, and apparently his dad.
Oh, I got it. I got that
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
I was able to get out of the Lagoon with some of the authentic mud, too. I threw the mud down the back of my pants.
Okay, no more. Give us the forecast.
Phillies, Diamondbacks, it's 100 degrees in Arizona, but it's a dry heat. I like mine moist. Come on.
Yeah.
Close the roof, turn up the AC, and watch the thermometers pop. Hello. Sunday at 1 p.m. for kickoff. Partly cloudy, high 75 degrees, 50-50 chance of flaccidity. Find yourself a discreet, hard package. Go! You heard it here first. The most accurate in the country, Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
No music with all that coughing. That was wild one.
There's a lot there, man.
Yes, there is a lot. I don't know why you were here in 93.
Man.
Yeah.
Amply.
Yep.
Apparently.
Bam Bam Bigelow was there.
Yeah.
Ricky Prohl. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I can't believe he knew who Amply was.
Yeah.
Hey, how about that?
That's a good one. Might add some help on that one, actually.
Ricky Prohl.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Greg in Hamilton. You're in WIP. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Ike, Spike, Jack.
What's up, Greg?
What's up, Greg?
I was listening to your earlier comments about the AJ thing, and I kind of, even though I understand where you're coming from for the AJ thing, why don't we, if he starts getting frustrated, you know, just go ahead and trade him next year, get a couple of draft picks, and hopefully he'll get the ball as much as he wants to, because it seems like when I hear you guys talk, sometimes it's always the concern for AJ, but you know, I guess the team concept doesn't seem to mean much. And again, I get it for AJ because he wants to be a star and all that, but you know, trade him to a team where he can be a star and hopefully he can, you know, continue to win Super Bowls.
Well, Greg,
it's easy to say right now sitting in this position, and then when we're averaging 18 points a game and 100 yards a game, and Saquon's older, and he's not the same, right? And A.J.'s 28 years old, 29, still in the prime of his career, and we could use him here. It would feel a little different then.
Yeah, don't you think the team is better? I think this is the issue. The team is better if he catches
yes.
the ball, right? So don't you want him to catch the ball?
I do want him to catch the ball. That's my point. I mean, Ike, I'm with you because it's only two games in the season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't we want to give this a little bit more time before we start bringing up how AJ is feeling when the season is just really starting?
Well, sure. I don't think anyone's overreacting. What we're doing is this is an extension of what was there last year that we thought would be better this year. We actually went through this last season. And even AJ brought up at
Correct.
One point that the passing game needed to be better. They seemed to remedy it late in the year. They went on to win the Super Bowl. But we also felt that those things wouldn't be an issue this year. And I understand where you're coming from, Greg. They're 2-0. They're winning. It's only 2 weeks into the season. I don't think anybody is overreacting. Nobody is saying trade AJ Brown. Nobody is saying bench anybody or any of that type of stuff. We're talking about something that's there as opposed to ignoring it just because they're winning.
Well, that's why I'm saying I do understand where y'all coming from. It's just that
well, the Eagles aren't going to trade AJ Brown right now. So, I mean, we saying that today, even you suggesting that, you may feel differently in 2 months about that. Like, he's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere this year.
Well, I hope not. But what I'm saying is I think that just like I will feel differently in 2 months, I think you guys will too if he starts getting the ball. My question is,
I agree.
If he starts getting the ball, I hope we continue to win. I hope we be winning instead of trying to force him the ball to keep him happy. And then all of a sudden, we're not winning games. But,
right.
You know, he's passed for 200 yards. AJ's getting his numbers
right.
and everything else. We're so concerned with the individual that we're forgetting about the team. The team now takes second place to the player.
Yes, okay, but Greg, the team's offense is not very good right now. So I think the
well, I agree with
yeah.
That.
So the conversation is I think less about him being selfish and more about the team.
How do we get him involved so that the offense
because he's good
moves easier, moves in chunks of yards, scores
yeah.
points a little easier. Like that's really what it's about.
Well, I understand that. So my thing is with that being said, you don't hear Devontae complaining. Now, he may be feeling the same way, but he's not complaining.
AJ's not complaining either. Hold on. AJ's not complaining either. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. He's not complaining. AJ hasn't said a word, hasn't made a complaint about anything. He's not. What we're doing is we're giving you our opinion about this. This isn't about what AJ has said or AJ has done. Right?
Okay.
We can be
okay.
fair with that.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, he
right,
has not complained.
Right.
Greg,
I misspoke on that.
No worries. Greg, for next question today, give us your go-to lunch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
You guys are not going to like this because it's not the favorite, but I would say a Mediterranean salad with a Diet Coke.
Oh, dude.
That,
That's a good lunch, man. Then
Mediterranean, that's chicken, right? Or is that just a salad? It's just chicken.
Well, you could put chicken on it.
You're going to add chicken,
salad,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Is he talking about Greek salad, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
well,
a good lunch.
You're a big salad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Salad over
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Mama chicken Caesars, man.
Ah, there you go. Oh, yeah, that's
right. A little arugula.
Yeah, arugula. 215-592-9494. You know,
yes.
Your dog does not wear clothes normally. But
no.
What if I was to
and
tell
should
you?
Never.
Well, what if I was to tell you you could put that dog in a Saquon Barkley jersey?
Well, then that's a good example.
What if I told you you could put that dog in a Bryce Harper or Trey Turner jersey?
They know it's October.
What if I told you you could put that dog in a Jalen Hurts jersey?
Eh.
Okay. Go to Dogs and Cats Rule, any of the 7 locations. They have officially licensed jerseys for your dog for game day? What are you kidding? Absolutely. The lead dog, George Perini, has them all in stock. Also, you know what else he has in stock? The best staff anywhere. You walk into Dogs and Cats Rule, I was blown away from a pet nutrition standpoint, from all of the top of the line stuff they have, a lot of local products as well, but also blown away by the staff that can help you pick out the right food for your dog or for your cat. Patient, informed, just the only thing you need. You don't have to spend time Googling before. You know you're walking out of there with the right answer. Supplements, yes, they have them. Treats, toys, whatever you need. Two of them are in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. So we heard Elliot said earlier that Saquon was talking about a new Nick Sirianni message. Here is Saquon talking about it.
This thing this week, I would say I took from his message is that a lot of people get caught up in stats. But what's your assist? In football, you don't really have an assist category. Basketball, someone to point out and pass it to Shaq and he can dunk it. You know that he's the one to pass the ball. But to showing plays of me running down the field and seeing how Smitty or AJ is blocking or Jahan's running off the block or how the O-line is doing this. And the common theme always comes back to that it takes a team. And just continue to fall in love with that, doing whatever it takes to help each other be great and win football games.
Well, it's the right message from Nick. You would expect Nick is having private conversations with AJ or no?
I don't know. I don't know how much this is bothering AJ. So
I want to be fair
to him. Like throwing this out there like he's some down there throwing tantrums, you know what I mean? Like I don't know any of that stuff to be true. So I don't know. I do know that Nick has to. This is a part of managing a team when you have this much talent on the offensive side of the ball. Right? Looking at the game last night in Buffalo. Now they don't have the caliber of talent the Eagles have on offense at the skill positions, but they have a bunch of guys that could do some things and help you win. So they have this mantra of everybody eats.
Yeah, sure.
That's their thing. He eats. But everybody eats. We don't know who's going to be the focal point every week. I say that to say that's very similar to what Nick is trying to do here.
Yeah.
Is that I don't know who it's going to be, whose turn it's going to be. But this is what it's going to be. It may be your week. It may be your week. It may be your week. He has to work extra hard at that because it's easy to do that in Buffalo when those are young players who have not accomplished what an AJ or Devontae has accomplished.
When you're saying it to Keon Coleman.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's easier for those guys to buy in. You got to sell that to guys who have established themselves as all pro players, Pro Bowl players, right? Like, that's a message that has to be conveyed to those players on a regular basis. So this is where Nick and his value as a coach and getting these messages across becomes invaluable because the more that he can keep this thing under wraps and guys are putting the team first, the better chance they're going to have to go out there and stay focused and win every week.
Mm-hmm.
So he's working hard every week to make sure he gives this message and they buy into it every week.
Well, and most people respond better to positive reinforcement than negative reinforcement.
Yeah.
So to get up there and say, look, we need everybody to stop complaining, but instead pointing out on tape, look at what this guy did for Saquon.
Yep.
Because we've heard a lot of how good Saquon is. And the thing I'll keep saying, because what I hear often is, well, he got paid, so it doesn't matter. It's not about that.
Nope.
If that's the case, why do they even care about winning?
Yeah.
They all got paid, right? They might as well just not even care.
Yeah.
They are professionals. They have pride in their own work. And you should be glad that they are not just satiated by the fact that they're paid. But you want them to be great, you satiate, happy with.
Sorry. Hey, like come on,
that
man.
One, like that one?
Come on, man.
Satiated?
Yes.
Dumb it down.
Nice.
Dumb it down.
I hadn't even heard that word before.
Not satiated. Huh? How do you spell it?
S-A-T-I-A-T-E-D.
See, I thought it was S-A-S-H.
No.
Satiated.
No, that would be the phonetic spelling.
That'd be satiated.
Yeah, that would... That wouldn't be the actual.
I hadn't heard that before. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrupt the flow.
No, it's okay. You know it's okay. I'm just, they shouldn't be happy.
Yeah.
You know, you know what I mean. They should always want more. They should want to produce.
I'm with you there, yeah. And that's what makes great players great players.
Yes. Otherwise, you win a Super Bowl.
And everybody would just be like, who cares?
I
won a Super Bowl already. Yeah. I got the money already. I don't need to do anything.
And that's a real thing. The getting paid and not producing anymore is a real thing. Winning the biggest game and not producing the next year is a real thing.
Yeah.
There is some, you know, value in A.J. Brown winning the Super Bowl and saying, I don't care now. I want to get better.
I want more. Yeah.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Israel in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Iz?
What's up, Mike? What's up, Spike? What's up, Jackie? What's happening? How y'all feeling today, brother?
What's up, Israel?
Feeling good.
It's Friday.
That's what's up. So I got a close game. I'll say 27-20 Eagles. This offense is just stagnant. And me personally, I just think it's Kevin Petula. And it reminds me of Brian Johnson when we had him.
Yeah.
And I didn't get the call up when y'all guys were talking about, you know, who would you rather have, a new coordinator or an in-house coordinator. But to me, you know, when you do the same things over and over and expect a different result, y'all already know what that answer is. So, I got a close game. I don't see us blowing these guys out. And another thing, too, I think the caller mentioned, there's going to be a revenge game for the Rams.
Yep.
I just think they're really going to come out and they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. So they don't want to look like how they looked last time because we put Belter and BTA. We put Belter, you know what, on those guys last year.
Well, not in the.
We did. Yeah, we did.
Well, in the regular season. Well, in the regular season, we BTA.
Who said we didn't?
Well, in the regular season.
The playoff game, it wasn't Belter ass.
Yeah, I mean, they almost lost the playoff
game. I'm not talking about the playoff game. I'm just saying, just overall. We've kicked their behinds. I don't want to cuss. I don't know if I can cuss on it, but we kicked their behinds.
Nah, that's all. Yeah, whatever, don't. Yeah. Israel.
Go ahead.
No.
Overall, you know, we socked it to these dudes. And, you know,
sock it to their pocket.
This would be a big win. This would be a really big win. I know the Chiefs win was big. I think this one would be bigger.
Yeah.
Israel, for next question today, give us your go-to lunch.
So my go-to lunch when I'm at work is Jamaican cuisine, and I don't eat meat. So it's white rice with oxtail gravy, mac and cheese, and candy yams.
Hold on.
Ooh.
Time out.
Hold on.
Time out.
There's a lot going on there.
Well, time out. I have no problem with the meal, but you said you don't eat meat, and then you have oxtail gravy. You know what an ox is, right?
I meant to say pause, too, so let me take that back. But pause, I don't eat meat. No.
Yeah, but
that's yeah.
But oxtail is meat.
No, the gravy, not the oxtail. You take the spoon, you dip it in the gravy, and then you put it on top of the rice.
But isn't the gravy made with meat?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not Muslim. Hey, I just
okay, all right, okay, I got you.
Israel said, "I'm not Muslim."
That is funny.
His name is Israel, so he could have been Muslim.
Well, he could have been.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are yams?
Sweet potatoes. Well,
they are different.
They're different,
yes.
But mostly this for the purpose of this conversation.
That's an argument right there. Yeah, the sweet potato versus the yam.
Which one you like? They're not the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, most people, what they call a sweet potato is actually a yam.
Yeah.
So there you go. You learn something new every day.
You
got satiated. Right. You got sweet potatoes and yams. All
you
that.
You ain't getting no yams at your house. Oh, yeah, you are. Never mind. Just keep moving.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
Yeah.
Is it a different kind of vegetable, or is it still a sweet potato?
Well, it is a potato type of vegetable. Yes, absolutely. They both are. Do you know I once, when I lost all my weight years and years and years ago, I ate sweet potato every day for lunch. Okay. I also ate a lot of carrots. My skin started turning yellow.
I could see that.
Didn't know why. My mom told me to go to the doctor. I went to the doctor. He said, all your tests came back great. What are you eating? And I said, well, a lot of carrots and sweet potatoes. He said, well, you're eating orange things, so you're turning orange. So I had to tone it down a little bit. My skin actually turned yellow.
How much?
A lot. Man.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much of that do you have to eat for you to start turning colors? Man?
Well, I guess it happens to babies. Babies turn yellow because I don't know. But it happened to me.
That is a lot of baby food. The yams or sweet potatoes.
Yes. And the
mashed potato.
Yes.
Form.
And carrots.
And the carrots.
215-592-9.
Some yams, man, on Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of yams, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. Speaking of yams, I don't know why. I just thought I'd say that. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.